Could something be done to make this part of the world a lot less dirty, much more tidy? Apparently, we detest the sights of bin bags and bins on the pavements. Now, I want to speak to Claire Maguire, and I'll get Claire to explain who she represents, because I don't want to get lost in the jargon here. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Claire, I'm good. I'm always drawn to anything that's going to make this city tidier. But explain who you represent, because we've touched on this before on the programme, okay. And people glaze over a little bit, to be honest, when it comes to BID. But go ahead, explain it in ordinary Joe and Josephine language.
Okay, basically, a business improvement district is basically businesses getting together in an area to invest in their own trading environment. So money all goes into a pot, and that money is then spent to improve the area. And the improvements are improvements for businesses, but they also then can improve the customer experience, I suppose. And that's really in a nutshell.
Okay, this is on top of the rates. These businesses that are already paying rates are going to pay something else into a pot that's controlled by who? Who does the spending?
The spending is actually done by the businesses. The bids are controlled by business-led boards. So in my board, there are about 20 businesses represented from across the city centre. And there are three business improvement districts in Belfast city centre. So the Cathedral Quarter, myself, and the Linen Quarter. And Belfast one, so we're sort of the main shopping area. So each business improvement district has its own board, and that board then controls the spending. But it is also controlled in a way by the business plan. So all of that is set out, and really the businesses will have already voted on the business plan. So it's basically businesses in control. So it is on top of the rates, but that money is directly reinvested in the city centre.
Okay, so how are you going to make the city tidier? How are you spending the money to do that?
Okay, so this latest project we're launching at the moment is basically a partnership between the three business improvement districts and ISL Waste Management. And really our aim in this is to make Belfast cleaner, greener, tidier, but also save money for our businesses, and that's always at the forefront of our minds. So essentially the project is all of us getting together our vision is that one bin collection provider would come along, take all the bins, meaning there's less bin lorries on the streets and less bin bags and bins sitting out. So when people are walking along doing their shopping, they're not being confronted with bins and bin bags. And also on top of that, then we want to see businesses saving money. So coming together as a collective, we've seen businesses saving up to 30% on the cost of their commercial waste, which can be a significant cost for businesses. And again, a better service as well.
At the moment, commercial waste, who has responsibility for lifting those bins?
So every business has to procure its own commercial waste. So it's not like your household bins. So there's a number of providers who businesses can approach to do that service for them.
All right. So you don't get it. You don't get it emptied as part of your rates at the moment.
No, you don't. You don't. Businesses have to pay on top of their rates for commercial waste.
Okay, so you're now going to try and draw up a plan where one group gets really the okay to the contract to do it, and they'll have one lorry coming through, less lorries, a slicker operation, everyone pulling together.
Exactly, and there's no obligation for businesses to take on to go with ISL, but what we're offering is the potential to save money, the potential for a better service, because we look after. We monitor the contract, and there's a set of KPIs there, and also zero to landfill. So ISL will come in and do a tailored audit of your business. What are your needs? What bins do you need? How many collections do you need? What are your recycling streams? And the guarantee is that it's zero to landfill, and that's really important for us in terms of having a city centre that's greener, I suppose, and these days that's very important.
And you have a significant amount of material that would be dumped. And as you say, the less you're dumping, the better. Practically, what can be done to ensure that you have less going out your back door? Is that possible?
I suppose that's something ISL can probably advise people on as well. Like, how can they reuse? How can they reduce their waste? How can they recycle things within their own business? We have one business in the city centre who were replacing their equipment. It was an optician actually replacing their equipment, and ISL were able to source somewhere in Syria that that equipment could go and be reused. So there's all different ways of doing this, reduce, reuse, recycle. It doesn't have to just be dumped as such. So again, they're the experts, they can advise on that. But it's a challenge for even all of us at home trying to reduce the amount of waste that's going out the back door, as you say.
It sounds like a challenge and it sounds like a very useful initiative. Are you getting buy-in generally, or are you hoping to coax those businesses who you're targeting this at to come on board? Is it an easy sell?
Well, I suppose businesses are very busy and it's always about getting to the right person. So we have to do a lot of promotion of the project and say it's worth having a conversation, it's worth looking at this. Because sometimes in our busy lives, we just kind of let the day-to-day tick on. So it's getting the right person saying, look, have a look at this, have a conversation with someone from ISL and see if we can save you some money, because that's going to be the hook. But also, you know, the overall vision is to have a better, cleaner Belfast, because as we all know, city centres, it's a changing environment. Shopping is changing, and we need to keep up with the demand of our customers, and customers want a safe, clean, welcoming environment to come into with their families.
Absolutely. Claire, thank you for your time this morning. Claire McGuire is a Belfast 1 BID manager, and that's the latest plan, and it's one that I'm interested in. Anything that's going to help keep the city centre tidier.